Blog Talk Radio.
The hand of the Lord was upon me, and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, Prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied there was a noise, and behold a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, Prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, Thus saith the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me. And the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood up upon their feet an exceeding great army. Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, Our bones are dried, and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, O my people, I will open your graves, and cause you to come up out of your graves, and bring you into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord, when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then shall ye know that I the Lord have spoken it, and performed it, saith the Lord.
Israel, he took me out of darkness and put me in his marvelous light. And if you could relate to that, this song's for you.
Every time I think about all he's done, how he changed my life and made it so much better, I'm just in awe. It's so amazing, yeah, yeah. Many times I was down on my knees crying, looking for the answer, but I couldn't find it at all, yeah. But he always came on time and made it right.
Cause I'm just a
cause it didn't have to do it, but it did. He's been faithful, yeah.
Focus on Jerusalem, gotta stay the course. Focus on Jerusalem, forget. Shabbat Shalom, family. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. And welcome back. Welcome back to the Biblical Hebrews of the Bible, which is sponsored by Blog Talk Radio. I'm your sister, your host, as well as your servant, Georgia Johnson. Today, family, is December the 7th, 2013. I welcome each and every family member, each and every Gentile, each and every lost sheep of the house of Israel. Another way to say Gentile or stranger, according to the word. The lost sheep of the house of Israel. Welcome, welcome, welcome. All for the first time, you may be coming out to listen to a spiritually delivered message. You're at the right place. We welcome you. Family, today is a special lesson because I'm going to just let the Ruach flow. We're going to be hitting on spiritual clarity, the man and the woman. Okay, I'm going to go a lot of places with this because I'm going to give a testimony in a little bit, and you'll get the understanding of why the Father has put on me the man and the woman with spiritual clarity. Okay? It's time for Israel to get things right in the Word. We have to operate out the Spirit and leave the flesh, the eyes, the things that we can see, taste, touch, smell, whatever, those things that are not of the Father, because He is Spirit. So is His Son, Yahushua. He was the Word in the beginning. So we're going to operate out the set-apart spirit, and I pray that everyone is here ready to do just that. I mean, if you would like to listen to a flesh message, yes, there are many who teach fear, who teach incorrectly, only what they can read. You can go there. But at the Biblical Hebrews of the Bible, the Father has laid it on me to teach salvation. So I have to go spiritual. Must go spiritual. I'm still not completely over my bronchitis, so I ask everyone to bear with me. We're going to get in something here. Family, I'll be honest with you. I did have, I had about four lessons, different lessons lined up for tonight. And I tell you, it was hard because the Father was flowing. He was flowing everywhere with me. Precept, every time I would read something, I had a precept here, precept there. Then I would change the lesson, the title, and I'd go here. Oh, more precepts back over here. Family, no matter which way I went, it was all spiritual. It was all spiritual. So I decided to title the show Spiritual Clarity. But we will deal with the man and the woman spoken of in the Scripture. We have to make sure that when we go through the Scripture, we're getting the understanding that the Father has preserved for us. He said He doesn't change, and His word will not come back void. He told us that He had a people, New Covenant, lets us know we're going to get regathered. These are prophecies. These are things that if you're operating out the Spirit, it should be no problem for you to grasp. But much of what I say, if you're physical, if you're under a scribe or a Pharisee that's warned to us by Yahushua in the book of Matthews, if you're under one of those who led Israel astray in the old covenant, if you're not understanding, but you're under the seat of the serpent, the one with a different spirit, not the spirit from our Father. Once again, I can say we are warned throughout the Scriptures of certain things that are happening, did happen, still happening. And unless we accept the Father's word for being true, unless we accept Yahushua, which is a spirit, a comforter, that's dwelling within us now, if we accept Him, remember, broad is that way. Many are going to find that way. But that narrow path, few find that path. The ones who operate out of Yahushua, out of the word, out of the spirit, we're on a path for that narrow way. So we have to operate. We have to take off the old man and put on the new man. We have to get our bride attire ready, our spiritual bodies ready. The seed that is spoken of in Scripture, especially in the New Covenant, as well as in the Old, if you understand Scripture, that's a spiritual understanding. It's talking about the Father's set-apart spirit. Yahushua said that the Most High can raise children from these stones because the stone was only a vessel. But what resided in the stone came from the Father. He knew us before He formed us in our mother's womb. Spiritual thing. All right, I want to get started here. I ask everybody We're going to do something a little bit different today. We're going to say a prayer to our Father, but we're also going to read his word and just give him thanks and praise, thanksgiving, those spiritual sacrifices. I want everybody, and I'm going to give this link to the chat line. I'm only giving one link because I think I'm by myself today. And there is your link. That is to the scriptures I read from, the King James. Okay, so you can find every scripture that I will state. You can find it there. We're going to, for our opening prayer, we're going to read the book of Psalms 91. Because, see, we have a lot to be thankful for. And when we read his word, it's a comfort to us. So we're going to read Psalms 91 for an opening prayer today. It's everybody to open up your Hebrew history book that is now in English and termed by the Gentiles, the Goyim, the Bible. Psalms 91. Go ahead and open up. Let's go ahead and open that up. And let's just go somewhere. For the first time, we're going to read Scripture as opening prayer. Okay, we're going to read it. Psalms 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of our Father, the Almighty, Yahuwah. I will say of Yahuwah, he is my refuge and my fortress, my Father. In him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noon. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made Yahuwah, which is my refuge, even the Most High Yahuwah, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon, shalt thou trample underfoot. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. Because he hath set his love upon me, says our Father Yahuwah, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Yahuwah, in Yahushua's set-apart name. When we meditate on the scriptures that were preserved for his family, you can't but give our Father thanks and praise. We understand that Jacob's trouble, the worst that has ever been, is coming upon us. We understand that. We live through tribulation daily. We live through it daily. Many call me and ask, well, you know, I need some uplifting. You know, sometimes they just want to vent. Where I will direct them is to our Father's word. There's the comfort. There's the comfort. It's in his word. It was preserved for his children. It's all here, family. All right, I want to get it started. I gave everybody the first link. because we're getting ready to go into some spiritual clarity, okay? We're going to be speaking basically about the man and the woman, but we're going to go all over with this. We got to. We got to. I'm going to allow the set of our spirit to flow, and I will be taking questions, or if anyone wants to state a scripture, I will be doing that throughout the entire lesson. So if you would like to add anything to what I'm getting ready to start off with, go ahead and push the number one button. The number is 646-595-4111. We welcome all family members and all lost sheep of the house of Israel, any stranger sojourner that is considered a Gentile, but of the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Feel welcome to call. We'll be really, really blessed to answer any questions or read a particular passage or something that you would like to add to the lesson, okay? Now, look like I have a hand up already, and that hand's been up for a while, but the number I don't recognize, so I'm going to assume that that is someone who has accidentally pushed the button, but I'm going to go ahead and open it anyhow because we haven't really started yet. Let me go ahead and get the mic open there. Area code 615, Shalom, Shabbat Shalom.
Hi, Sister Georgia, this is Robin.
Hello, Sister Robin. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I just want to, you know, just thank you for, you know, sharing the word with us all. I'm new at this, and I'm getting a lot from what you're, you know, you're teaching. So I just want to let you know that I do appreciate you, and like I said, what you're sharing with us.
Well, thank
and
you.
I'm sorry, I have,
Father.
I have a cold, so I'm not...
Hey, that's all right. We're together here, okay?
Okay.
I might be coughing throughout some of the lessons. I apologize in advance. But, sister, I'm so glad that you came out to join us live. What I'm going to tell you, you need to probably push the, I believe you have to push the number one button, or you might have to push the number two button to have your hand down. But if you want to add any scripture, just put that, push the number one button again, and I'll see your hand up.
Okay. Great. All right.
Okay.
Thank
and
you.
I thank you. All right.
All right.
Sister, Shabbat Shalom.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Now, let's get started, family. Let's get started. Because, see, like I said today, I had a different lesson in mind, and I'm going to hit on that lesson as well. But, you know, I start thinking. One of the things that we do on our website is before anybody gets accepted into the family, we ask that you have at least gone through our archives, understand that we teach spiritual. Because if you just come in on any lesson, you might say, well, that's not what the Bible says. Because you read it with your physical eyes. Many are teaching opposite what we're teaching because we're all about spirit. We're all about our Father's word. So when I put these profile questions on, I'm not going to give any names. I'm not trying to embarrass anyone. But very commonly, I get certain responses to one particular question. And I'm just going to read that to start it off and give a little feedback with what I received as far as feedback when I asked the question. And then I want to get into the scriptures. Now it tells us, the question. The question that I have on my website is, I'm a woman and your teacher on this site. What are your understandings about women teachers? Now, before I even ask that question, I already know what's being taught out there. I already know what we receive from the churches, most of them, in Christianity. I already know that. But I also know what the truth of the Father's Word spiritually says, and I know what Paul was trying to relate to the people through his letters of rebuking. I understand that. So here is what a particular family member wrote to me. They said, I believe that women are called to work in the ministry alongside men, and includes preaching, teaching, etc., as long as we do not usurp authority over the man. And then they put, I believe, that 1 Timothy 2:12, but I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence, has been misunderstood, and thus taken out of context. This text is specifically to the Corinth church. Due to all the confusion and disorderliness that was taking place there. Thus, Paul's teaching was directed to this congregation. Note that Paul said, I suffer not a woman to teach. This was not the command of our Heavenly Father. Further, of all the apostles, Paul is the only one who said this. According to Matthew 18:16 and 2 Corinthians 13:1, every word must be established by two or three witnesses. A closer look into the scripture reveals that women have been called into some of the same ministries as men. Such women include Miriam, Deborah, Anna, the prophetess, in Exodus 15:20, and Miriam, the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a timbrel in her hand, and all the women went after her with timbrels and with dances. Judges 4, verses 4 and 5, and Deborah, a prophetess, the wife of Lepidoth, she judged Israel at that time, and she dwelt under the palm tree of Deborah between Ramah and Bethel in Mount Ephraim, and the children of Israel came up to her for judgment. In Luke 2, verse 36, and there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Peniel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age and had lived with her husband 7 years from her virginity. Second, Priscilla, expository teacher. Acts 18, verse 26, and he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, whom when Aquila and Priscilla had heard, they took him unto them and expounded unto him the way of Yahuwah more perfectly. Phoebe, deaconess, in Romans 16:1. It tells you the word deaconess, and there's a lot of understanding. Y'all look up these words yourself, but it basically says to run errands, an attendant that is generally a waiter at a table or in other menial duties, specifically a Christian teacher and pastor, technically a deacon or deaconess. Deaconess, minister, servant. That's what you'll find in the store. But they put all this stuff down there, all this. Well, you know, family, when we get to the Father's Word, it's clear in the spiritual. You will be deceived in the physical. I take everybody back. I'm not going to read it. You can read it yourself. When you go to the book of Samuel, and you understand that Samuel had to pick the next king because Saul had let the people get to him, and he went ahead and went against what the Most High wanted. So he was out of order. And Samuel went to tell him that the Most High got a problem with you. He getting ready to take your kingdom and give it to another king. So Samuel went to get the next king of Israel. This was before the split of Israel. So all Israel was there. When Samuel went to look at the young men in David's family, all was present but David. And he started looking at the size and the strength and the height and, oh, this one's a fine one. But the Most High let him know, nuh-uh, not him, there's another one. What he was telling him was, don't look by what the eyes can see. You got to take it spiritual to see which one is called for me. I'll tell everybody, in case you don't know, predestination, those who were sent from above. The Father says, I knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb. There's select individuals out here right now that are sent from our Father. But if you look at the physical, and those who teach by the physical, they will teach you, oh, this man, he believes that he's supposed to teach, or woman, this Jezebel, oh, no, she's, look, keep silent. They will tell you those type of ridiculous things. But we're supposed to search the spirit. Search the fruit. The fruit have seed. What is the seed? The spirit. What proceedeth from the heart? We have to get out of the physical, like Samuel made the mistake. Samuel made the mistake. He was going for one of David's other brothers. Our Father lets us know things are spiritual. Always been. After all, the Word, which is Yahushua, according to John 1, was in the beginning. We've always been spiritual. All right, I want to go on. I want to give a personal testimony. Because, like I said, many teach only by what they read with their physical eyes and not understanding our Father, that he is spiritual. So many will ask me, well, who told me to teach and what to teach? Well, I'm going to give my testimony. I've given it before, but I'll give it again because it has a lot to do with the lesson. Family, I gave this testimony a while back, and I prayed that I had said it in a manner that was humbling because I know many with what was going on at the time would say, wait a minute, you're not supposed to teach. Some will say the woman doesn't have the spirits. Some will refer me back to all the letters of Paul and of the New Covenant to put me in my place. Some will judge me, and really they're judging the Father, because whoever the Father sent, you got to deal with the Father on that. You can't be a judge of what you think, especially if you're not dealing spiritual, because that means you're not dealing with the Father. You might believe you are. So back on it. Who told me to teach and what to teach? Family, I gave this testimony. And it is true, I lie not, as Paul would say. Because it's hard for our family who's been living in the physical so long to think spiritual. But I tell you what, you better get your bridal garment ready. You better get that spiritual body together. You better take off the old man and put on the new man and get back spiritual. As I was laying down, as I was upon my bed, actually I was on the couch, but I was downstairs after my injury, and I was just laying down resting, and I started to fall into a sleep, a deep sleep. Wasn't fully sleeping yet, but I was in a pretty good sleep state. And I had my mind focused on, at the time I was teaching lessons dealing with Amalek, dealing with the lineage of Edom. We were talking about the Jews. I was way off track. Way off track. It ain't about no Edomite, or shall I say white man. It's not about them. I heard as I lay down, coming from within me, the middle section, that's all I could tell you, above my stomach, under my breast area. That's the area I'm speaking of. I heard as clearly as I'm speaking to you, this is all was said to me. No, not Amalek. Teach salvation. That's all I heard, family. But I knew where that came from. I knew. And I arose, and I said, thank you, Father. In Yahushua's precious name, I thank you. And I laid back down. From that point on, I started thinking about what was told to me. I was told to teach salvation. When you go through our Hebrew history book that's now written in English called the Bible, and you start reading, and you start reading, and you start reading, allowing the set-apart spirit to flow, and you get the understanding that this is our history book. And one of the biggest things people are being led astray by is the English. Because it's obvious what's told to us in our history book. If you're operating out the spirit. If you're in the flesh, you won't get half of it. What came to my attention was, if you recall within Scripture, many, 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 many times we go into Scripture and we read about how Israel was led astray. They were not obedient to the Father. And it dawned on me, we go back in the very beginning, and that's the first thing the Father gave to me. Even before I knew I was a Hebrew, first thing he gave to me was the understanding that there was something else that occurred in the first five books of Genesis, unlike we were taught. Later, he started giving me further revelation and understanding. But what occurred to me was this repeated pattern of this seed, or shall I say, one set apart seed, has always been going on in Scripture. But there was always one that wasn't of our Father that was right along with us. And it seemed like the one that was not of our Father always came first before the one from the Father. Throughout all the Scripture, there was always somebody there leading the people, but leading them astray, having problems with the Most High's children, looking just like them. But always always. That's what it says. And when we bring that, there were two children by Adam and Eve. Yes, there were two. But are they both really Adam and Eve? Are they really the children of the Most High? Because you see, family, that seed that is spoken of, the woman's seed, have an enmity between thy seed, which was the serpent's seed, and the woman's seed. We know a woman doesn't have a seed, but he ain't talking about the genealogy like seed. Yes, it falls around in that category, but what he's talking about is a spiritual difference. One's going to know the Father, one's not going to know the Father. Later we read, and we're very much warned by Yahushua, the same thing. One is sitting in Moses' seat, and it's not supposed to be there. Everybody, we're warned by Yahushua. Let's go to Matthew 23. Let's just get there. Matthew 23, I gave everybody an online scriptures. All you got to do is wherever I take you, follow me there, okay? I'm reading from Matthew 23. I'm going to be going here and there, but I'm reading from Matthew 23. This is New Covenant. Many don't understand that, yes, we were warned about the serpent seed. Yes, we were warned just by looking throughout the scripture and seeing how Israel kept falling. They kept coming short. They kept disobeying. But there was always somebody right by us. And I'm not talking about the Goyim. The only reason the Father put the Goyim there was for our chastisement. That's it. That's it. But we got to look at what was right amongst us. I mean, if I'm going to try to deceive you, if I'm going to try to be like Satan, the devil, that old serpent, I'm not going to give you what you can look around today and say, yeah, the white man oppressed me. Yeah, we on the foot of every nation around the world. Because that's too obvious. That's too obvious. Remember, he was a beguiling serpent. I'm going to go for right within the enemy gate, put it like that. I'm going to put what's right in front of you. Have it look like you. Have it speak out the same book, but give a different understanding. And, hey, I know the Most High going to choose his women, too, so I'm going to tell you that woman, tell her shut her mouth. Tell her keep quiet. Humble herself. And then I'm going to get a couple of freebies for myself. Oh, yeah. The men can have as many wives as they want to. The women, you just pray for them. They can slap you around, beat you around, do whatever they want to, but just pray for these men. And see, I'm going to tell the brothers about themselves. You better buck up. You better be a man. You're supposed to teach. And then I already put into place with the Edomites, with Willie Lynch, pit the man against the woman. I already did all that. So now we got some Hebrews who found out they're Hebrew. And first came the one that was not sent by our Father to teach lies. We can read about it in Scripture, but, you know, most people don't even like to look at Scripture when it comes to that part. They don't want to have no understanding on that. So the game has been going on forever. Satan deceived the whole world. But when the Most High woke up his children, he's blowing. He's blowing Ezekiel 37 on those dry bones. And they might hear a little bit here, a little bit there. But as they keep listening, many have left the biblical Hebrews, but they come back because the Father has revealed to them, wait a minute, she was speaking the Father's word. She was reading it for us, and it is true, and it's obvious today with some of the teachings that we hear. So we're going to go to where Yahushua warned us about the seed of the serpent, that the Father put enmity between his children and the serpent seed, because our bodies are just vessels. But if you're not sent from above, if the Father didn't know you before you were formed in your mother's womb, you're not of our Father. And Cain's lineage was not of our Father. You will not find Cain anywhere in the lineage of the called, in the lineage leading to Yahushua, in the lineage of the 12 tribes of Israel. He snuck in there. Many don't even understand when they go to Genesis chapter 4 and 5, some of the same names are there. When you go through Scripture, you got to get confused because these same names keep popping up. But this one is of the Most High. That one isn't. You better know which is which. If the confusion of the Goyim being us, which are the lost sheep of the house of Israel, better known in the New Covenant as the word Gentile, sometimes they call us Romans, Sometimes they call us what they want to call us. But if that ain't enough, then you got the scribes and Pharisees right there to finish it off. If you're not in the spirit, you won't get this family. But there's record left for us, preserved for us by our future King Yahushua to let us know the truth. We're going to go there. Yahushua told us. He warned us. If you read, I'm reading from Matthew 23. I'm all over, but I'm in Matthew 23. Yahushua, then Yahushua spake to the multitude and to his disciples, saying, the scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. The scribes and the Pharisees were there, but they weren't the ones that were supposed to be there, because if they were, they would love our Father. They would love Yahushua. They would understand his word. They would not be misleading the people. Let's go a little further. Yahushua tells us, these scribes and Pharisees are sitting in Moses' seat. He says in verse 4, for they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne, and laid them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. What he's saying, family, they give you the law. Not Yahushua's spiritual fulfillment of the law, but old law of the old covenant. Within that, if you take that and then you tie it in with words of the flesh that might appear to be talking about a woman or a man, and you run with it, you throw a little leaven here, a little leaven there, a little leaven. See, this is why this, look over here. That's leaven. Yahushua had warned us there's going to be some of those scribes and Pharisees sitting in Moses' seat. This is a generation of these things. In every generation, they were always there. Paul wrote rebuking letters against what they were teaching. But let's go back to Yahushua. Matthew 23, it tells us that, for they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne and lay them on men's shoulders. They lay them on the people, the Hebrews' shoulders. Look up the word men. It's not talking about just a man. It's talking about the people, the Hebrews. They put this on you, these lies, talking about a dress code that is not even what the word is talking about in Deuteronomy 22, talking about a woman ought not to wear that which pertains to a man. Wasn't talking about that. You can't wear pants. No. Get spiritual understanding. They go all over with it. But whatever they do, whatever type of burden that they put on either a man or a woman, it's not going to get removed by them. Not one bit. And Yahushua told us that. He said, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. They're not going to change what they tell you. Because if they would, when I spiritually broke down a lot of these precepts, or leavened precepts that are given to people, it should have been changed. Books should have been taken down. Won't happen, baby. Won't happen. It says in verse 8, but be not ye called rabbi or master or teacher, for one is your master, even Yahushua, and all ye are brethren. We're all of one body, the assembly, the daughters of Zion, the men, the women, the children. We're all brethren. And Yahushua is our teacher. He's our master. He's our Lord. Not Baal. Yahushua. Verse 9, and call no man father upon this earth, for one is your Father, which is in heaven, and that's Yahuwah. The world got us calling different people in the Christianity Society Father. I don't do that. But they have them doing that. It's in the Word. People still do it. Verse 10, neither be ye called masters, for one is your master, even Yahushua. One's your teacher. That's Yahushua. But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant. They don't have to go and call themselves elders. They don't have to report with a megaphone. I'm a teacher. I'm a male. I'm supposed to teach. I got to run so I can be a preacher and teach. You ain't got to do that because, see, we all brethren. We're all servants. 13, but woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, says Yahushua. But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, against the people, against the people of the Most High. For ye neither go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entering to go in. Why not? Well, because they're teaching you lies. They're sitting in Moses' seat, the scribes, the Pharisees. They're teaching. They can only see of the flesh. Yahushua had a problem with them. You should have a problem with them. Yahushua came to do the will of his Father, our Father, Yahuwah. If he had a problem with these scribes and Pharisees and called them hypocrites, you should have a problem with that. If he told us, Yahushua said, put on the new man and take off the old man, talking about the spiritual man, then you should have a problem with somebody not telling you that, teaching you to flee, teaching you fear, teaching you to run. Yahushua said, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites. You make, let me go a little further. I want to get it all in there. Verse 15, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye compass seas and land to make one proselyte. Look, they go with megaphones, they go on video form, they go on DVD form, they go by books, they go by jets. Look, it ain't just the Christianity world doing this. No, you go around and look around, you'll see being done among the so-called Hebrews. Remember, all Israel is not of Israel. Don't be deceived. But they go and they teach not our Father's word, and they make a person proselyte. They make them a converter into something that's not the truth, not the truth of our Father's word. It says, let me go a little further, and when he is made, when the person is made, after you teach them the lie, because you are a scribe and a Pharisee sitting in Moses' seat, you're not supposed to be there. The Most High might tell you, hey, who called you to come before me? Who sent you and said that I sent you? Why are you lying to the people? Why are you lying to them? But you go all over with this lie. And when you make one proselyte, ye make him twofold more the child of hell than yourself. The teaching of the flesh, the perverting of the truth. Can't understand what a woman and a man is in Scripture. Sometimes it's talking about a man and a woman. Not very often, family. It'll let you know if you keep reading. If you keep reading. But many times it gives you the precepts and understanding. If you know the truth. If you want to know the truth, if you have humbled yourself down to the Father and asked him to reveal, once you've heard me read the Father's word and give you an understanding, but hey, ask the Father to give you that increase. I'm only planting a seed. Yahushua tells the scribes and Pharisees, allowing you to know. He says in verse 24, ye blind guides which strain at a gnat and swallow a camel, was right in front of your face. You swallow that crap up. But of the spiritual, you're straining at that. You don't understand when I speak out of the set-apart spirit, when I allow the true spirit to flow. Because you will say you're spiritual. But you can't understand the words that are coming out of my mouth. The words that are coming out of my mouth are sent from the Father because I'm reading his word. I'm operating out the spirit with spiritual understanding. You strain at that. But a big old camel, you swallow that up. Look, that woman, she ought not to usurp authority over the man. 25. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites. Ye make clean the outside of the cup and the platter, but within they are full of extortions and excesses. They're killing off the people. They appear to be just like the sheep, but they're wolves in sheep clothing, family. Thou blind guides, thy blind Pharisees, I'm at verse 26. Cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean also. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward. You seem like the real thing, but inward, right? But within, full of dead men's bones and all of all uncleanliness. You ain't right. Yahushua letting us know this, family. Can you hear? This is his verse, not me. I'm just reading. Verse 28, even so, ye also outwardly appear righteous unto the Hebrews, unto men. You appear righteous by the outer appearance to my people, but within ye are full of hypocrisies and iniquities. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because ye build the tombs of the prophets, because Yahushua came to fulfill, but you tell the people, no, John the Baptist is over everything. You got to get dipped in water. And John let you know that I must decrease. I'm a forerunner. I'm trying to make the path straight. Yahushua is the one, our future king, the Spirit sent from the Father that is going to give us a spiritual understanding. He's going to baptize us with the set-apart spirit so we have a renewing of the mind, the body, and the spirit. He's going to make us clean. He's going to make us clean. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because ye build the tombs of the prophets and garnish the sepulchres of the righteous. And say, if we had been in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Liars. Yahushua's letting you know. Because they were the ones who killed the prophets. They were right along with us. Many of us go read about Jezebel. We read about Ahaz. We read about Saul, what he did. We read about, oh my goodness, there's so many of them in there. We read about these people who kept, I mean, just go look at all the kings of Israel. We read about them, and we act like, well, see, we got to pray for them. Look, somewhere along the line, you ain't hearing what Yahushua or our father is telling you. You didn't understand Genesis 3:15, and you don't understand Genesis 3:16. Those are some are prophecies. Some is a foretelling of what you're going to be reading throughout the scripture. One is spiritual, one is not. The lineage of the set apart is a spiritual one. The one from the serpent, Cain, scribes and Pharisees, is of the flesh, has no connection with our Father. No connection whatsoever, and many are being led by these scribes and Pharisees today. They will tell you, just like Yahushua stated in verse 30, if we had been in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Wherefore, Yahushua says, ye be witnesses unto yourselves that ye are the children of them which killed the prophets. Fill ye up then the measure of your fathers, ye serpents, ye generation of vipers. How can ye escape the damnation of hell? He took you right back to the garden. What happened when Adam and Eve transgressed? We are forewarned in Genesis 3:15 and as well as 16, the condition of our people. What's going to be right there with us? And in the end, who will be ruling over the Most High's people with a rod of iron? But he let us know also during this time who was right amongst the people, who was killing the prophets. When we read about Jezebel, people want to throw it on me. Oh, that you got to use Jezebel. Not even know what they're talking about. She was not a Hebrew. She was not a Hebrew. She was not sent from above. Ahaz, he had a different spirit too. But they were right there with us. Anyhow, family, let us know. Yahushua said, he called them generations of vipers, serpents. You should know. You should know that there's something going on here. Get to 34, it says, wherefore, behold, I sent unto you prophets and wise men and scribes, and some of them ye shall kill and crucify, and some of them shall be scourged in your synagogues or in your Hebrew Israelite communities and persecuted from city to city. They're going to blaspheme the ones who sent by the Most High. They're going to talk about them. If they could lay their hands on me, they would scourge me. They are generations of vipers, the ones you see today who preach flesh, or they've been misled by the scribes and the Pharisees, the serpents. Don't get mad because I say the word serpents, because Yahushua called them out and let you know. But you don't want to believe the truth. I don't know. Some do, some don't. It's up to you what you believe, but let's go a little further. After he talks about the generations of vipers and the descendants of the ones who killed the prophets, being scribes and Pharisees in New Covenant, he says that upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth, because they're right here with us, family, from the blood of righteous Abel, that was Cain, right, that serpent, okay, unto the blood of Zacharias, the son of Barachias, whom ye slew between the temple and the altar. Verily I say unto you, all these things shall come upon this generation, and it is upon our generations. They're slaying people with the word, but I tell you what, when Yahushua comes with his sword, hey, it's going to cut like a two-edged sword. We, his children, when Yahuwah brings Yahushua, and that has been brought to us already through the set of our spirit, we're able to cut with the word, with the sword, two-edged sword. Either it's going to give more honor to what is righteous, or it's going to cut down the lie of the serpent. Sharp, baby. It's very sharp. So he tells us in verse 37, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets, and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathered her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. You wouldn't obey. You wouldn't listen. You wouldn't have faith. You wouldn't believe. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. Where did you hear this before? Go back to Isaiah. He said the same thing, that the daughter of Zion is left like a cucumber, desolate in a field. It ain't something new. There's nothing new under the sun. When we listen to some of the teachings that are going on out there with the scribes and Pharisees who's leading our people astray, they're not bringing in the spiritual, which is Yahushua. They teach you fear. They teach you run high. They teach you America's Babylon. They teach you to ship yourself somewhere, dip your dirty butt in water. They teach you everything of nonsense, of the physical, of the flesh, but their eyes can read. Not rebuking in letters, which is what Paul was doing to many of the assemblies, which the Bible calls churches or whatever. Many don't get this. Yahushua says in verse 39, for I say unto you, ye shall not see me henceforth till ye shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of Yahuwah. All right, family. All right. When I received that letter about that the woman, as long as she doesn't usurp authority over the man, and then after I read Matthew 23 with the scribes and Pharisees, with the understanding spiritually, because the Father will give you understanding as you read these scriptures, he'll bring it back to your remembrance. What fell to me was this, Jeremiah 16:19. Our Father Yahuwah says in Jeremiah, through Jeremiah, O Father Yahuwah, my strength, my fortress, my refuge in the day of afflictions, the Gentiles, and these are the same Gentiles, the lost sheep, many who did come against the truth, to thee from the ends of the earth, or better said, the four corners of the earth they were scattered, and shall say, they're going to say, surely our fathers have inherited lies. Our fathers listened to the scribes and Pharisees. Our fathers were in the day in the new covenant when Yahushua was talking about the scribes and Pharisees. And he told us that the scribes and the Pharisees, they are the descendants of them who killed the prophets. That when the Father said his, that the scribes and Pharisees slayed them. Just like when the Father gives you the understanding through the Spirit, but yet the vessel might be a woman, they will slay the Father's chosen, who's bringing you his spiritual truth, his word. Ain't nothing new underneath the sun. So it tells us, O Father Yahuwah, my strength, my fortress, and my refuge in the day of affliction, the Gentiles, the lost sheep of the house of Israel, shall come unto thee from the ends of the earth, and they shall say, surely our fathers have inherited lies. We've been lied to. We thought because it looked holy, it looked righteous, it's been going on forever, but we refuse to read. We refuse to say, Father, give me the increase. Give me the understanding on your word before we get to the reading, if we read at all. We might just listen to a man who got his garbs on, might have a big star David on, who knows? One that's sitting voluptuously, enlarging his border as he speaks, smacking and chewing some gum. Look, 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 sisters, brothers. This is the word because the Father sent me. I'm prospering in the land. I'm only prospering because the Father's prospering me. But yet you can read and line up in Scripture. None of that crap is making sense what these people are saying. But they're going to say, surely our fathers have inherited lies from the same den of vipers throughout time. They're going to say, surely our fathers have inherited lies, vanities, and things wherein there's no profit. There's no profit in what they're telling us to do. To dip yourself in water is not going to make you any closer to the Father. To circumcise your flesh will not bring you any closer to the Father. To say you're spiritual, but yet to run or to ship yourself somewhere is not having faith upon our Father. It's not going to bring you any closer to the Father. You've learned lies, vanities, things where there's no profit. If you want Yahuwah's truth instead of man's, you must read our Hebrew history within the Bible. Search out what Yahuwah spoke to his prophets, Isaiah and Jeremiah, to understand who the daughters of Zion, or shall I say Israel, because it's the same word, or I can bring in that woman being spoken of is. Who that is? The Father compares Israel, his people, to the daughter of Zion, to a beautiful and comely woman. So, I'm going to go some places with you. Go some place with you. So now spiritually, who is that woman that continues to be referred to by Paul? Paul talks about the woman. The other apostles were talking about the woman. You better understand, if it's not talking about a marriage that we will name the woman and the man compared to Yahushua, if it's not talking about that, it's talking about Israel, the people, the brethren. And then we have to ask ourselves when we get down to the verse in Timothy, which says, about this man in verse 12, it says, but I suffer not a woman to teach nor to usurp authority over the man. You better know who that man is. You better have your spiritual thinking caps on. You better realize our Father does not put division between his people. And his word has not changed. There's nothing wrong with Paul's writings, his letters, nor the others. Your spiritual understanding is not working for you. You have not sought our Father out. Let's go there. Oh, let's go there for a second because someone told me, well, just don't usurp your authority over the man. And I can see how they messed that up because if you got flesh eyes and you read, let the women learn in silence with all subjection, but I suffer not a woman to teach nor usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence, your eyes say man, woman. That's right. That's what the flesh tells you. But our Father is not a flesh. Yahushua is spirit. So why are you reading and understanding with the eyes, with the flesh, and not with the set-apart spirit that you now have? If you want to operate on it. We go there, it lets us know in verse 11, you go look the word up yourself. It says, let the woman, if you understand who the woman is, which is Israel, the bride, because we can go in the Old Covenant under Isaiah as well as Jeremiah, understand that Israel sinned. Israel, they were taken into captivity after captivity because they did not hearken. And at that time, in many of the situations, outside of Deborah, of course, the men were the leaders. So we understand it says, let the woman, let Israel, the bride, learn in silence with all subjection, being humble under who? Well, it tells us. But I suffered not a woman to teach. Don't teach nothing, nor do you usurp authority over the man. What man? The bridegroom, the betrothed, or the future husband, Yahushua. But to be in silence. If you understand who the man and who the woman are in Scripture. Paul wrote many letters to the Gentiles, the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And some understood while others, being as rebellious to the word as we can witness today, as was evident throughout our history book within the Old and New Covenants. They don't have that spiritual understanding. They're not operating out the Spirit. They're not seeking the Father's face. They believe they are. We did a lesson on that. I'll go to last week's lesson. You can say this lesson can piggyback off that. See, when I read and when I read many, many responses to what are your understandings to a woman teacher, it lets me know that, yeah, people are either waking up or, they still lost. They still don't have spiritual understanding. And the Father told me, and I will say it again, the Father told me, not Amalek, teach salvation. Salvation is of the Spirit. No flesh and blood will enter into the kingdom. In order for me to teach salvation, I got to break the strongholds of the flesh, of the lies. In order for me to bring people spiritual, I got to tell you that woman, the daughter of Zion, that the men like to say, no, that's not talking about a woman. No, you got to, in order to come back to the Father, you got to repent. How can you repent if you make it a whole other scenario of the Scriptures? You ain't repented of nothing. You don't even, no, you're not doing it right. In order for me to teach spiritual salvation, I got to take it spiritual. There is no flesh salvation because there's no flesh that's going to enter into the New Jerusalem. If you understand that everything will be done away with fire this time, in a twinkle of an eye, we get our spiritual bodies. Because if your bride garment or your spiritual bodies are not ready, by the time Yahushua comes, in a twinkle of an eye, you will be as naked. You'll be as naked. If you're not ready, if you have not come to the Father spiritual, that's my job to get you spiritual. Many don't like me saying that. Oh, that woman, hey, let's learn about the man and the woman. Let's go somewhere, family. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Everybody, please open up. Yeah, I'm sipping on some tea, family, because I got my window cracked open, and I don't know what the degrees out there is, but I think we could probably build a snowman. It's so cold right here. I got my hoodie on, some gloves, in front of my laptop, covered up, but yet freezing. Family, I welcome everyone. I don't know what part you're coming in on. I don't know if you left and then came back because you said, well, let me at least listen to what she got to say to see if it's from her Father. You're going to find out that it is because I'm reading the Word. I'm reading His Word. So really, if you leave, you're leaving because you don't like Yahuwah's Word. You don't like what Yahushua came to warn you of. You are trying to make your own salvation, and you like to make your own salvation the way you want it to be. But our Father doesn't tell us of the flesh. He tells us it's all spiritual. Let's go there. Let us go there. Get some understanding. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, I'm going to begin with verse 1. Paul says, do we begin again to command ourselves, or need we, as some others, letters of condemnation to you, or letters of condemnation from you? Paul is writing to the Corinth church, the assembly, the Hebrews. He was writing epistles, that's letters. But he's talking about condemnation, writing these letters of condemnation to you, to the people, or letters of condemnation from you, from the people, from the men and women, from the third power of authority, as spoken in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse, I think it's 3. We'll get there. He says in verse 2, ye are our letters, written in your hearts. The people are our letters written in our hearts. known and read of all men, of all the people. All men mean all the children of Israel. For as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the letter of Yahushua ministered by us, written not with ink, not in the flesh, but with the Spirit of the living Father. Tables of stone like Moses had, right? But in fleshly tables of the heart. All new covenant, baby. All new covenant. Don't let nobody fool you. And such trust have we through Yahushua. Torah words, Yahuwah. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything of ourselves. It's not because of us. Even when we teach the word, it's not because of me. It's not because I'm a woman or a man. Uh-uh, no. But our sufficiency is of our Father, Yahuwah. Because you're not like those who only can read with the eyes, a table of stones with ink. You are one that operates out the Spirit of the living Father. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of the Most High, who also hath made us able ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, not that flesh stuff, but of the Spirit. For the letter, for the flesh, killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. I'm going to take you to the easy-to-read translation. You might get a different understanding. It's the same thing, but it says just worded a little bit differently. Check this out. All I'm going to read to you is verse 6. Not the easy to read. In the KJV verse, it says, who also hath made us able ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. When you go to the easy to read, it reads, he made us able to be servants of the new agreement, or the new covenant, right, whether, from himself to his people. It is not an agreement of written laws, but it is of the Spirit. The written law brings death, but the Spirit gives life. Let's go back to the King James, verse 7. But if the ministration of death written and engraven in stones was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance, which glory was to be done away, how shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious? If the ministration of condemnation be glorious, much more doth the ministration of righteousness exceeding glory. For even that which was made glorious had no glory in this respect, by reason of the glory that excelleth. That which is done away was glorious. Much more that which remaineth is glorious. What to expect in the future? You take the old man off. The things of the flesh, get rid of that. Because the Spirit, that's what a true glory is. It's more excellent than that of the flesh. I'm going to read verses 7 through 11 in the easy to read. You might get more out of it. It reads, the old agreement, we're talking about the covenant, that brought death, written with words on stone, came with Yahuwah's glory. In fact, the faces of Moses was so bright with glory, a glory that was ending, that the people of Israel could not continue looking at his face. So surely the new agreement that comes from the life-giving Spirit has even more glory. This is what I mean, that the old agreement judged people guilty of sin, but it had glory. So surely the new agreement that makes people right with the Father has much greater glory. That old agreement had glory, but it really loses its glory when it is compared to the much greater glory of the new covenant. If the agreement that was brought to an end came with glory, then the agreement that never ends has much greater glory. Talking about the new covenant family, the spiritual one. Now, I'm going to finish up verse 12. Seeing then that we have such hopes, we use great plainness of speech. That's why when you got to read these They're reading letters. They're reading letters. They're giving letters back and forth. They're rebuking. It says, seeing then that we have such hopes, we use great plainness of speech, and not as Moses, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which is abolished. We know they talk about the old man. We know they talk about, in Galatians, they talk about the law and the new covenant, which is the new spiritual law, the circumcision of the heart. Let's go and finish reading. Verse 13, and not as Moses, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which is abolished, but their minds were blinded. For until this day remaineth the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Yahushua. He rent a veil. He rent it. Yahushua did that. Verse 15, but even until this day when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. Nevertheless, when it shall return to Yahushua, the veil shall be taken away. Not Yahushua. Now Yahushua is that spirit. And where the spirit of Yahushua is, there is liberty. There is liberty. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. This is the liberty you want in Yahushua. Verse 18, but we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of Yahushua, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the spirit of Yahushua. Because remember, in a twinkling of an eye, when Yahushua returns, we're going to take off the old man, put on the new man permanently. We're going to be changed into our wedding garments, our spiritual bodies. You better be ready. You better be ready. You better understand the word. You better understand that in the book of Ephesians, it tells us we're no longer dealing with flesh and blood. The Father was never of flesh and blood. Yahushua came in flesh and blood to teach, but he returned back and came to us again, powerful in the spirit, the comforter. Don't hang him back on a tree and act like he was just a man. Accept the truth. Take it spiritual. John wrote of the new covenant. Okay, he wrote the spirit also. Let's read it. John chapter 3. Everybody get there, please. I'm going to give you guys a second. I'll take a sip of my tea since I'm by myself. But go ahead, get there. See, you can't say, Georgia, these are your words. Don't ever come to this website and say, Georgia, you said. No. The spirit is flowing. I'm reading our Father's word. He said. He said. Our Father said. I'm reading his word, his preserved word, which you're supposed to read. You're supposed to ask him for that increase. Ask him for his riches. Ask him for his wisdom and knowledge. Turn to John 3. Let's get it. Because people think, oh, you just want to talk about the spirit. But see, they talk about the spirit too, but they also tell you about fear. They go into science, world events, things that we ain't got to know about all this stuff. Not like they tell you. They give you a false understanding of the word. They pervert the word. And they open our history book, the scribes and the Pharisees, to deceive you. You were warned, many don't hearken. Now Yahushua, as well as John, tells you about the new covenant, tells you about the spirit. Let's go there. John 3, please. Open up. Turn. There was a man of the Pharisees. Now, remember, we just talked about in the book of Matthew's. Yahushua said, won't you scribes and Pharisees? Let's listen. He's going to let them know something. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the people, of our people, the Hebrews. The same came to Yahushua by night and said unto him, Rabbi, or teacher, we know that thou art a teacher come from the Most High, for no man can do these miracles that thou dostest except Yahuwah be with him. Yahushua answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a person who is sent by the Most High now, except a Hebrew be born again, or shall I say a lost sheep be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of the Most High. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter in the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Yahushua answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of the Most High. Unless the Father knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb, we know that all are born of water. I ain't talking about the baptism family. We're talking about a baby born comes out in a sack of water. And you have to be set from above. You're not going to be able to enter that kingdom of the Most High. All Israel's not of Israel. Let's finish listening to what Yahushua is talking to this Pharisee called Nicodemus. He says, I'll read verse 5 again. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of the Most High. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, how can these things be? Yahushua answered and said unto him, art thou a master or art thou a teacher of Israel and knowest not these things? You're one of the scribes, you're one of the Pharisees rather, you're a teacher? That's what the word master means. Are you not one of the teachers of Israel and knowest not these things? Remember, he said, woe to you scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites. Remember, he told us, he let us know, he preserved in his word. The scribes and the Pharisees are sitting in Moses' seat. He called them a generation of vipers. You better get that understanding of what happened in that garden. You better understand what has been with Israel all our journey through the old as well as the new covenant, even 2013. He says to him, art thou a teacher of Israel and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we know and testify that we have seen, and you receive not our witness. If I told you earthly things of the flesh, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of the Most High, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For Yahuwah so loved the world. What world? The world to come. Because not one that was sent, that Yahuwah sent his son Yahushua that he gave them will be lost. They will enter to that kingdom, that everlasting kingdom. He said, for Yahuwah so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son for this kingdom to come, to redeem them back, to gather them back. That whosoever believeth on Yahushua should not perish, but have everlasting life. We're dealing with the Hebrews. Keep that in mind. But some have been led astray by the scribes and the Pharisees, who were sitting in Moses' seat, the descendants of those who killed the prophets. Are you getting it? You know it was in the land? And many of us hearken to them same scribes and Pharisees that you can witness today who can only read with the eye and teach from their own limited understanding, not the spiritual one. You better understand, and if you don't understand the spiritual, seek the Father. He gives the increase. No man can teach you. Only our Father in heaven gives that increase. Nobody can make you into a teacher, teach you how to be a teacher. No, uh-uh. We know that the Father did place certain of us to teach. Yeah, we understand that, but we're still servants. There's nobody should be high and mighty over here. No. You can't charge for nothing that the Father gives you freely. Freely was given to you. Freely you give to others. Everything, your money, my money, the Father gave that. there's nothing he didn't make. So anytime you don't, and I'm going to say it for what needs to be said, anytime you don't support the truth and you hear the Father's word, you're not robbing me, you're robbing the Father. He's looking at you, he's going to deal with you. Anytime I say, hey, I'm not going to say this unless you take my class, well, I'm robbing the Father. I'm also robbing you. Can't be done. Scribes and Pharisees do this today. Pay attention. Take a look at, if you're going to be under these scribes and Pharisees, you better listen up. You better open up that scripture. You better seek our Father and get the understanding. So let's go back. So it tells us, I'm going to pick back up at 15, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. For Yahuwah so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, and look up those words, whosoever means male, female, anyone. But talking about the people, because that's Yahushua said, I'm sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, the Gentiles. So it says, believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For Yahuwah sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He came for the lost sheep. That's your engrafting in of the northern and southern kingdom. The Hebrews are Judah, the southern kingdom, and the northern kingdom, Israel, which is also called Samaria, Ephraim. Take your pick. All the same name. But he was talking to his people. It tells us in verse 18, he that believeth on him condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of the Most High. Because Yahushua came and he said he did a fulfillment. He was a fulfillment of the prophets, of the law, and of the prophecy put forth on him. But many people don't want to accept the new covenant. They want to go back to the Torah. They want to go with the things of the flesh. They have not accepted Yahushua. They're condemned already, is what the word says. If you didn't pick it up, I'll just throw it at you. And this is the condemnation, that the light is coming to the world. And men love darkness. The people love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. That goes back to old covenant. The Father was always hot against Israel, his people. Still today, some don't want to listen when I can read it. I can read his word. It's not good enough because some man told me. Some vessel who said the Father told him. We're just vessels. That man is no more than me. I'm no more than that man. If you think the usurpation over a man, if you think that's talking about people, a male and a woman, a man and a woman, you're crazy. You didn't lost it. You don't have the spirit. You're not operating in the spirit. Let's say it like that. That's the condemnation, that light is coming to the world and the people love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. I'm going to bring current. For everyone that doth his evil hateth the light, neither come to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doth truth come to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in our Father Yahuwah. After these things came Yahushua to his disciples and into the land of Judea. And there he tarried with them, and he baptized. Now remember, while in the flesh, yeah, Yahushua was doing this. Because everything was a foretelling of what we had to look forward to. When Yahushua, through his death, burial, and resurrection, sits at the right hand of the Father, the Comforter is with us, the Spirit is with us, in us, it all became spiritual. Now is a renewing of the mind, body, and spirit. So it says, after these things came Yahushua and his disciples into the land of Judea, and there he tarried with them and baptized. And John also was baptizing in Arnon, near to Salem, because there was much water there. And they came and were baptized, for John was not yet cast into prison. Then there arose a question between some of John's disciples and the Hebrews about purifying. And they came unto John and said unto him, Teacher, he that was with thee beyond Jordan, to whom thou bearest witness, behold, the same baptizes, and all men come to him. John answered and said, Amen. Go look it up, Greek 444, male or female, don't matter. A man or a brethren can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. Now, if I would have put it in probably the Hebrew tongue, I'm sure that word said brethren, the people, a Hebrew. But they put a man there. Many people see that. Oh, the man. See, there's only a man. Get your spiritual understanding from our Father. If you don't believe what I say, and you shouldn't, always look it up. Go look it up. Greek 444. Talk about a male or a woman. Don't matter if it is the word every woman, every man. That ain't talking about what you think. It's talking about the people. Certain words, whosoever. Talk about the people, the congregation, the brethren, the assembly, the church, the daughters of Zion. We can go on with these words. Know the truth. Let's go there. John answered and said, a man can receive nothing except to be given him from heaven. Ye yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not Yahushua, but that I am sent before him. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom. But the friend of the bridegroom, which standeth and heareth him, rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This is my joy, therefore, is fulfilled. He must increase, Yahushua. And I, John, must decrease. We got people today, I can listen to certain, supposed to be, I don't know what they are, testimonies, celebrity shows called lessons, called Hebrew lessons, some of them. And they talk so much about a man and his power over a woman, or him and his books and his videos and what he do. John told us, Yahushua must increase and I must decrease. John was a servant. If we are brethren and we are servants, we have to decrease. You ain't going to hear me talking about all, oh, look, I this, I that. No. Because how can I teach you about the Father and about Yahushua and the Spirit if I'm talking about myself? Can't do it. That's why I said don't say Georgia said, because I'm going to read it for you here. You're going to read it because you're going to open up your book with me. Now, if you choose not to open up your book, well, you know the Father's in the midst of us right now. He watching you. That's on you. That's on you. Don't think that anything that any of us do is hidden from our Father's eye. When I get across the this little communication device known as the web and have a lesson, you don't think the Father's right here? You don't think that after I close up our lesson and you go about your life, the Father ain't with you and he ain't watching what you do? He know what's the truth of your heart. He searches the heart. He searches for the truth. He knows when Sister Georgia get up here and say, okay, make sure y'all give a love offering so we can continue the word and y'all do whatever y'all want to do. Some hear the Father. Others, many. Broad is that way for destruction. I'm throwing it like it needs to be thrown out. People think they're doing stuff and they make righteousness their righteousness, but no. Everybody got a part to play. Not just me. Not me getting up here and showing you the word. Not you just sitting at your house. Just all you do is read the scripture yourself. You got a job too. You're supposed to proclaim the truth in this time. You're supposed to be setting an example. You're supposed to seek the Father. And yes, you are supposed to support the word. I didn't say tithe like a church. That's why it's called love offering. Whatever you and the Father between y'all decide. But you're supposed to do something. I'm off that. I just want to throw it in because many don't understand this. So it tells us. John said he must, Yahushua must increase and he must decrease. He that cometh from above is above all. That goes into your power of authority that you speak about. Many of you who teach that woman, that man is talking about a man and a woman. No. He must increase and he is above. He is that mediator between the people and the Father. Get it right. Come spiritual. He that cometh from above is above all. He that is of the earth is earthy and speaketh of the earth. He that cometh from heaven is above all. and what he hath seen and heard, that he testifieth, and no man receiveth his testimony. He that hath received his testimony has set to his seal that Yahuwah is true. For he whom Yahuwah has sent speaketh the word of our father Yahuwah. For he whom Yahuwah hath sent speaketh the word of our father. For Yahuwah giveth not the spirit by measure unto him, talking about Yahushua. The Father loveth the Son, and hath given all things in his hand. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son, shall not see life, but the wrath of you who abide on him. Family, I'm going to take y'all some places with the man and the woman, because y'all need to know. I didn't did lessons on this before, family. I didn't did them. Now, if people want to pay attention, that's on them. I don't know. If they want to keep going back to the lying scribes and Pharisees that we were warned of all throughout the scripture, then that's on them. Ask the Father if you don't understand my speech. Because if you understand my speech, 9 times out of 10, you're seeking the Father just like me. But if you are coming here the first time and you, whoa, wait a minute now. You saying, yes, I'm saying. I'm reading it. So if you don't understand the words which are coming out of my mouth, you take it up with the Father. I have a caller. I'm going to take a caller now because I did tell you guys I'd take callers. I forgot to check the chat line. Anyhow, 646-595-4111. We're getting ready to get into a lot of these mistaught things, these strongholds that are keeping our people in deception. We're going to go into that. Let me go ahead and get back to the phone line. We do have a caller, and I'm going to open up a mic. Let me get that mic open. Area code 661, Shabbat Shalom.
I'm going to open up a mic. Let me get that mic open
offline. Eric code 661. I hear myself on your computer. Are you listening? Okay, you had your hand up. I'm going to turn you off. All right. And let me just go back to Sister Robin. Sister Robin, did you want to add anything at this point? Eric code 615. Oh, she's sleeping, I think. Okay, I'm going to put her on mute. I hear a little snort in there. That's all right, family, because I know we do have these lessons late, but I have to go around my grandson's schedule. Let's go someplace. It's the man and the woman. Because, see, many don't understand the spiritual understanding of our Father's Word. We're going to go there. But I tell you what, I would like to get a sip of my tea. Since nobody has any calls, I was hoping somebody would have a call so I don't have to put on a song. But I'm going to put on a quick song so I'm able to get some of my tea, and I'll take it where I need to take it from there. If you have a question, I'm going to take your questions because we're going to hit it right, okay? But I need to get a drink, family. Let me go ahead and put on a quick song. I'll be right back. Hold tight.
My breath, inhale your freshness. I await the day I can stand in your presence. Gave me your neshmat, it's part of my essence. I look to the sky cause you're gave us your word in the form of the Bible. To you there's no equal, you have no rivals. Without you, life is lifeless, no vitals. Worship you when you alone. Your character and nature, they don't change. Let everything that has breath praise your name. With you, nothing's impossible. Almighty power, your kingdom come, God. We await the hour, created the cosmos, the stars and the heavens. Made man in your image, the rest of the seven. You're always on time, like a metronome. My shepherd died with me when the pressure is on. I know the nation, put the Christ in your place. The creation over the creator, a fit in your face. But now we, your sons and daughters, we call you Abba, Tod, Abba, Rukata, Hallelujah. I trust you, Yah, cause you don't change. Through the years, you stay the same, you always maintain. I know you save me right out the flames. Cause of this, I praise your name, I trust you, Yah, cause you don't change. Through the years, you stay the same, you always maintain. I know you save me right out the flames. Cause of this, I praise your name, saw fit to give me life in the form of a baby. They placed me in the care of a wonderful lady who raised me against the odds. Promise we had dozens. Father, right there for me when my first one wasn't. So many times I could've died. The reason I'm alive through the sex and violence of the hood. You helped me survive. You snatched me by the hand and gave me a new start. So now I serve you with my whole mind and heart. What others didn't see, you saw beneath the surface. You opened my eyes up and gave me a new purpose. Blessed me with a beautiful wife and kids, with food, a job, a beautiful place to live. Cast my worries on you when things are narrow. Know you watching over me if you got the eyes on the sparrow. See, I put down a source and went to the source. Every since then, my whole life has been on course. Mate, me a man after your heart like David. And I'ma rep your Torah and your name is sacred. Shows your love when you let your son die. To atone for me, it's enough to make a grown man cry. I trust you, y'all, cause you don't change. Through the years, you stay the same. You always maintain. I know you saved me right out the flames. Cause of this, I praise your name. You're I trust you, y'all, cause you don't change. Through the years, you stay the same. You always maintain. I know you saved me right out the flames. Cause of this, I praise your name. You're I trust you, y'all, cause you don't change. Through the years, you stay the same. You always maintain. I know you saved me right out the flames. Cause of this, I praise your name. You're I trust you, y'all, cause you don't change. Through the years, you stay the same. You always maintain. I know you saved me right out the flames. Cause of this, I praise your name. You're
Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom. We're back. Spiritual clarity, the man and the woman. Remember, you got to be able to take this spiritual. Our Father is a spirit, and so is Yahushua. And it's, they're dwelling in us right now. You better take things spiritual, the man and the woman. I did lessons in the past. I'm going to go over, you know, some little notes just so that you guys are getting it, because I know some, we have new family members. Sister Robin's one of them, and they're going through the archives. But you got to get this right. You got to get this right. If you're under somebody who's teaching anything else but what this really says, these are the things that were revealed to his people, those of the spirits. You know, if they're teaching anything else, they, how are they going to give you prophecy? How are they going to tell you the oracles and the Most High? They can't even get it right. They don't know who's who in the Scripture, just like they always mess up with the Gentiles talking about this. All the other nations get to come and same thing, family, same thing. Let's take it there. The man and the woman. Everybody switch over to Genesis 3:16. I'm going to read it. I'm going to read Genesis 3:16. Here we go. Unto the woman, he said, unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrows and thy conception in sorrow. Thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. Well, those operating out the flesh will say, see, that man, he going to rule over you with a rod of iron. Get ready, woman. Get your butt in line. Subjection, subjection, subjection. Now, we know if we go to the New Covenant, yes, there's a part in there speaking of a marriage. But not every Hebrew woman is married to a Hebrew man. But they will tell you, your brother, your uncle, your this, your that, some man got to be over you. Because, see, you don't have to set apart spirit. You need them for salvation. When the word says, Yahushua is who we need for salvation. So when we go into Genesis 3:16, yes, it was during the time of Adam and Eve in the garden. But we remember that we are speaking spiritual. We are spirits, just like Yahushua was. Because our Father first knew us before he formed us in our mother's womb. Let's take it there. Remember, the woman is Israel. I'm going to put in the correct words. Follow me. Unto Israel, the woman, he said, unto the daughters of Zion, unto the brethren, unto the assembly, he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrows and thy conceptions. Because, remember, Genesis 3:16, they disobeyed. Adam and Eve both disobeyed. They were kicked out the garden. So he says, I will greatly multiply thy sorrows and thy conceptions. The children after you is going to be sorrow. We can read about that when we go to the Old Covenant, as well as we can see today, our family members, they get enslaved left and right by the enemy. Okay? He says, in sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desires shall be to thy house. This is future prophecy. There's a semicolon there. And something else is going to happen. The woman, Israel, the desires shall be to her husband. Who's her husband? Well, if the woman is the bride, is Israel, is the daughter of Zion, is the brethren, is the church, is the assembly, well, then who is going to rule over her? Her husband. Well, that'd be Yahushua. And he shall rule over thee. He's going to rule over the nations, the 12 tribes, the names that are on the New Jerusalem that we can read about in Revelation, with a rod of iron. He's going to be ruling. He's going to be the future king. Now, many people say, well, see, let's go some other places. Micah. I'm going to read Micah 4, and I'm going to read verses 8 to 10. 8 through 10, let's go there. And thou, O tower of the flock. Who's the tower of the flock? Let's figure it out. The stronghold of the daughter of Zion. Who's the daughter of Zion? Well, some would tell us that that's a woman. Someone would tell us the tower of the flock must be a strong, powerful black man. And thou, O tower of the flock, the stronghold of the daughter of Zion, unto thee shall it come, even the first dominion. The kingdom shall come to the daughter of Jerusalem. Now, why dost thou cry aloud? Is there no king in thee? Is thy counselors perished? For pangs have taken thee as a woman in travail. Or, as the Father said in Genesis 3:16, I will greatly multiply thy sorrows and thy conception. This woman in travail. It tells us, is there no king? Is thy counselors perished? For pangs have taken thee as a woman in travail. He says, be in pain and labor to bring forth, O daughter of Zion, O Israel, right? Like a woman in travail. For now shalt thou go forth out of the city, and thou shalt dwell in the field, and thou shalt go even to Babylon. These were our captivities. There shalt thou be delivered, and there Yahushua shall redeem thee from the hand of thine enemies. We could keep reading about this woman or this daughter of Zion or Israel or the brethren throughout the scripture. We could keep reading about our captivity. We're in one right now. Don't let nobody tell you we're not in captivity. We are. We're not in our land. That will not happen until Yahushua returns. We're in our captivity, in our wilderness, the place of safety, to get it right, according to Jeremiah. So we're learning that Genesis 3:16 is a prophecy. Why didn't they tell you that? Why won't the scribes and Pharisees tell you that? Well, first of all, they want to take everything to the flesh. They don't have the set apart spirit working through them. The world's not going to tell you that, because then they got to say, well, you know what? There were two creations, and really this the serpent seed that they're talking about with the lineage of Cain, well, it looks just like the Hebrews. It's with them all throughout the Old as well as the New Covenant. Yahushua spoke on this. Paul spoke on this. John the Baptist spoke on this. The prophets spoke on these lying prophets. Can you hear? Do you have ears to hear? Let me say it that way. Okay, let's keep going. Go to 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 13 to 15. This is another one. I'm giving you the 11. I'm breaking down the stronghold that the scribes and Pharisees have given. They gave the 11. I'm just breaking down the stronghold of the 11. I'm giving you the spirit, the word, the understanding. Many will go to 1 Timothy 2, verses 13 to 15, and not get it. For Adam was first formed, then Eve. It takes you back to the garden, right? Then it says in verse 14, and Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression. Well, if you think that Adam was the Adam that was first spoken of in the garden, that Eve was taken from his rib, if you think that's the Adam that is speaking of, you're deceived. A lot of people who throw the leaven out will go many places. This is one of the places they'll go because they don't have that spiritual understanding. They'll tell you, see, For Adam was first formed, then Eve. And Adam was not deceived, but that lying woman. He hearkened to the woman's voice. He hearkened to his wife's voice. Buck up, man. Lead your woman. Lead those women. Do this. It says that Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression. What is that telling you? It ain't talking about Adam and Eve. Because they both sinned. They both were cast out. And judgment and also prophecy was told to us in the book of Genesis 3. So it says, notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbearing. Who? The woman. Israel, the daughter of Zion. The woman that will be ruled by her husband in the end. This woman, she shall be saved in childbearing. And if they, why they? Because he's talking to all his people, not just to that woman. You just don't understand. Adam was deceived as well. But this Adam is Yahushua. This is the man. This is the groom, bridegroom. That woman that was deceived was Adam and Eve. That is Israel. That's the lineage of the called lineage people, Most High's children. They were deceived and were in transgression. They sinned. They did not obey. Adam was not deceived. Yahushua was not deceived. Satan came and couldn't deceive Yahushua. They're not talking about Adam and Eve. They're talking about Yahushua, the future king, the bridegroom, and the woman, Israel, composing of men and women and children. Notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbearing if they continue in faith and charity and set apartness with sobriety. Talking about all the people, not a woman. Get it straight. Romans 5, verse 14. Let's go there. Man and a woman. Woman and a man. What is it talking about in Scripture? Do you know? Romans 5, verse 14. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. Talking about Yahushua. See, Yahushua was described as an Adam. He was the Adam that was from above. He was the Adam that did not sin or was not deceived. Do you understand that? Because both Adam and Eve both sinned. They both disobeyed. They both were deceived by the serpent. They both were kicked out of the garden. Anyone tell you that that is talking about a woman? Don't let that leaven go further. Stop it in its track. Understand what the Father's Word said. I'm reading it to you. I'm reading it to you, but you got to come spiritual to this. The Father never put division amongst his people. But those scribes and Pharisees sure did. It tells us their father's the devil in John 8. Yahushua talked about them, warned you of them. Paul had a lot to say in his letters. He rebuked left and right what they were teaching. I tell you, family, let's go to 1 John chapter 3, verse 4. It says, whosoever, the word whosoever is talking about anyone, the people, male, female, don't matter. Whosoever committed sin, and the only way you could commit sin, which is transgression of the law, you have to have first been given the law. So it's talking about all the people were given that. Whosoever, that's another word. You might as well put man there, or you might as well put woman there, or put the daughter of Zion, or put brethren. Don't matter. Put men. Don't matter. Still, whosoever is the same word. Don't let these English words confuse you. Just because they say the man or the woman, get the spiritual clarity on those words. Father never put division among his people, but man has. Whosoever committed sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. That was only given to the Hebrews, and the Hebrews were doing it. Both Adam and Eve did not listen to the commandment of our Father. They transgressed. They both were deceived. They were kicked out. We are the descendants of Adam and Eve through the Spirit. Through the seed. So 1 Timothy 2:14, this Adam, which says, let me go there, let me go back there, For Adam was first formed, then Eve, letting you know what happened during the garden time. He's talking about both of them transgressed. Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression. Then it says, notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbearing if they continue in faith and charity and set apartness with sobriety. Israel was supposed to, those were commandments given to Israel, set apartness. All these things were given to Israel, the law, given to Israel. But if they, Israel, the woman, daughter of Zion, the brethren. 14. This Adam is not speaking of flesh Adam, because Adam transgressed the law also. He sinned as well as Eve. That's why they were kicked out, family. Now, go to 1 Timothy 2. I'm going to read verses 5 through 15. Hey, this is just for your benefit. Actually, I'm not going to read it all. I'm just going to read verses 5, 6, 7, and 8. 1 Timothy chapter 2. For there is one Father, Yahuwah, and one mediator between Yahuwah and men, both the men and women, both the daughter of Zion, all Israel, the brethren, the church, and that's Yahushua. That's your power of authority. For there is one Father in heaven, Yahuwah, and is one mediator between Yahuwah and his people, the men. They call it men. Look the word up. It's talking about men and women. It tell you who that is. That's Yahushua. That's your power of authority. If you're in a marriage, the marriage is compared to how Yahushua loved his bride, Israel. But he didn't put his foot on Israel's neck. He loved them. He loved them. He wasn't battling to see who gonna have control, because it was already foretold and ordained who would have the control. You can't compare a man to Yahushua. Are you crazy? Can't do that. Can't do that. We're all part of the same body. You can't hate your body or try to rule over your body. That don't make no sense. Let's get this right with this man-woman stuff. Let's get it right. Let's come spiritual and get understanding. For there is one Father, which is Yahuwah, and one mediator between Yahuwah and men, the man Yahushua, who gave himself a ransom for all his people, the sons, the daughters, all of them, to be testified in due time, whereunto I am ordained a preacher and an apostle. I speak the truth in Yahushua, and lie not, a teacher of the Gentiles, the lost sheep, and variety. I will therefore that men pray everywhere, talking about the people, lifting up set-apart hands without wrath and doubting. But they say men there. Is that really a man? Go look it up in the Strong Concordance. Family, I only got a little bit more to go. Only a little bit more to go, but they're getting ready to shut us down. So the number is 646-595-4111. I want to get the spiritual clarity, the man, the woman. I'm going to roll as the Father leads me. If you have questions, put up the number one button. If you want to switch over to the phone line, 646-595-4111. You got less than a minute. Hey, if you're leaving us right now and some of y'all fell asleep, that's cool. Just listen to the archives. Just listen to the archives. But if you have, just listen. When you leave from amongst us, go into doing whatever you got to do while you're in the land of our enemies. Seek the Father first in your life. Have brotherly love for your fellow brethren. Always seek the Father for truth. Come back righteously in spirit, in truth. Shabbat Shalom. All right. We're going to continue. I want to get all this out. Because, see, I can't do what the Father told me to do. And the Father knows my heart. I'm not going to get on this line and tell you the Father spoke to me if he didn't. I'm not going to do that. I am not going to do that. If I'm representing our Father and I got to be judged just like everybody else, you think I'm going to proclaim this truth or say it if it's not true? No. The Father told me, no, don't teach Amalek. Teach salvation. In order for me to teach salvation, I got to break through the strongholds. I got to bring the people from the flesh strongholds of the scribes and Pharisees to the spiritual truth and understanding of our Father Yahuwah. That's what I got to do. I already know. I already know I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. I already know. And yes, I do hear from the Father. I pray you do too. I pray you're seeking his face. I pray you're seeking his face and his word and his understanding. If you don't understand, don't just, look, take it to the Father. Read for yourself. Get that understanding. All right. Now, I don't know if I went over this part or not. Let me go back to my notes just a little bit because I think I did. I think I double-copied some of my notes. Give me a second, family. Yeah, I did. Okay, let me go on. I wrote something down twice. We ain't done yet, so don't go nowhere. Got a little bit more to say. Not much more. Oh, maybe I did say it all. Well, family, I think that's all my notes. I think I just double-copied a bunch. I actually want to read to you guys from the Word today, but you know what? I'm not going to do that. I'm going to leave this time for anyone who is new who wants to say something. I can read the Word. I can break down 1 Corinthians 11 for you with the head covering and all that stuff. See, many times when we go through the Scripture, if we're not operating at the set-apart spirit, you will be deceived. Because you believe that it's actually talking about a woman putting something on her head or a man taking something off his head. But do you understand that in the Old Covenant, we were disobedient. We were not seeking our Father. We were, what the Scriptures say, we were like a harlot. All the people, not just the women. I know they tell you this woman. They try to teach you that Ruth was a harlot. Or no. What's that other one name? Battle of Jericho. Y'all know what I'm trying to say. Trying to say that she was a harlot. No, she wasn't a harlot. We went over those lessons, family. There's a lot of things in Scripture. And you can just tell by looking at the movie and go read the Scripture yourself. It's different. It's not according to our Father's Word. When we get to those who you believe, okay, we found out we're Hebrews. They look just like us. They have the appearance of righteousness. They say they're us. They say they're Yehuda, the southern kingdom. They're supposed to teach. The Father set them. They're reading out the book. They're reading the law. They're proclaiming the truth. They us. But if you're not understanding that, that's the thing that's going to deceive the whole world. The world is Israel. Because you know the truth. You know who is of the Father. You know, it ain't the Edomites, the Moabites, the Hamites. It ain't none of these other Ishmaelites. You can go on and on with these people. It's none of them. And none of them were sent from above. The Father said, I've only known you, Israel. But see, Israel became lazy. Israel learned to stiffen their neck, harden their heart, and do things their way. They learned to relish in what was not of our Father. If you do not do what our Father says, which is study to show yourself approved, you'll be caught up in this mess. Because I tell you, it's so close. It looks so much like the truth. I go through some of these lessons, family. And, you know, like, I'm not going to pinpoint anyone because you know there's a lot of them out there. But, you know, sometimes we want to bring I wish that I could stop that teacher in his act and call in every single line he gives you because some of those lines are so offbeat. And I see it. That little leaven is leavening the whole lump that you're receiving. But if you have flesh eyes, it looked like, well, yeah, he's telling the truth because I just read it. No. He might be giving you precept upon precept through the flesh, but then he's destroying the interpretation of the Father's spiritual word. Anytime you don't understand when there's a division put in our people, amongst our people, that is not of our Father. There is no division in his people amongst our Father. There is not there. The man, the woman, that's Israel. I take a lot of time. I'll take a lot of time to distinguish the words. I do that because I know many are not looking these words up. Many have been under scribes and Pharisees. Many might not know that the word every woman, every man is talking about the people. Many people may believe that Isaiah 3 and 4 is talking about old, nasty, filthy woman, and at the end, seven women are going to take one man. They might because they read it. But is that the spiritual understanding? Many will tell you, hey, I'm going to tell you that seven women got to take this one man, you know, and take his name to take away their shame. They'll tell you that lie. They'll tell you the part talking about the daughter of Zion, how it says that her hair will be shaven. See, that's why y'all ain't got no hair. Y'all going to be bald. That's why the black woman got a problem with her hair. You know, they give you all these. They give you the wisdom and the fantasies of men. Many wives, the lustful ways of the flesh. When I say men, I'm talking about the people. Women are like that too. I'm not putting anybody that is using any of this nonsense set apart, because they're not. If they are, they need to repent to the Father and ask the Father to reveal to them, because I tell you, it's being taught by both the men and women. Now, what I will say is these women are under men. They cannot give a lesson to teach you anything unless these men okay those lessons, even if they're teaching to the women, because they read in the scripture with the flesh eyes too. Many of them won't seek the Father because they believe what they read with their eyes. The eyes deceive you, family. If you're looking at all these other nations and want to put the blame and try to figure out prophecy, stop it. Yes, we know. We're supposed to know when is the end and what the end will look like. Well, the end, Esau will be ruling. That's how you know the end. It gave us those kingdoms in the book of Daniel. It gave us the prophecy. It gave us our captivities. It told us in Revelation that woman, when she's carried away by a flesh, she have a place of safety. That anytime you go through the scripture, especially in the Old Covenant, and you read about where we had our safety, which means the wilderness, which means that's where you're supposed to get it right. But Yahushua always regathered us. Now, in this last gathering of the people, this is our last captivity. After this, that's it, a new earth age, a new world age. This is your last time to get it right. I don't know if you know how important this is. This little bit of leaven with the man and the woman and the division, that's not of our Father. It's not of our Father. We have been reading his word. I don't hear division. But I do hear him talking about certain people that have crept in unawares. They perverted the word. They call hypocrites, scribes, Pharisees. They call den of vipers, generation of vipers, serpents. And when the warning is given to us, the Christian world tells us, hey, it's good people versus bad people. The Hebrew Israelites won't even go there. They'll tell you the serpent, that's those Jewish people. They'll tell you the daughter of Zion is a nasty old black woman. They'll tell you a bunch of stuff. Wear dresses. Can't wear pants. You got to wear your fringes. They'll tell you all kinds of stuff. But you let me know where you read it in the scriptures with spiritual understanding. You tell me, where does it connect the dots? Where are you getting that Jeremiah 16:19 is talking about the Gentiles? They're going to come because they've been learning a lie. Now they got to come. They've been deceived. Them people know. Father ain't talking about them. He's talking about his people. This is our history book. I'm going to leave it there. If anybody has any questions, go ahead and put up your hand or I'm going to be shutting off. I'm going to leave you off with a song. But know this. The Father's word has not changed. Only possibly your understanding of the word or those who have been sitting in Moses' seat of the flesh teaching you an inaccurate meaning and precepts of the truth of Yahushua's word. They perverted it. It's too late in the game. It's too late in the game. I'm a faithful watchman. I'm going to tell you the truth. I ask the Father to allow me to speak boldly. And yes, if it means a man, I will usurp my authority over a man, because you better know what that's talking about. I will usurp my authority if I see one of these Hebrew teachers misteaching you. The Father put me to do this. I heard what he said. Teach salvation. In order for me to teach salvation, I got to break the strongholds. Father told me, shut it down. I can't say that any clearer. But if you believe that I'm out of order, if you believe that the true order consists of four, not three, in 1 Corinthians 11, well, then you've already, like you said, you fell for the lie. You're already deceived. And we just read all the scriptures. Go back and listen to the lesson again. Read it. Family, that's all I got to say. But this is what the Father put on me to speak on. Now, we're going to be going other places. I don't want y'all to think. And I'll tell you another thing. To be honest with you, I don't particularly like talking about this subject because when I talk about it, people find offense in it, but I have to come to the understanding that the Father put it on me to talk to you about this. It's like if you're the parent that always disciplines your children and your children be doing things wrong. Well, you want to be the good guy sometime. Well, I can't do that. I got to serve my Father. I can't worry like Saul worried about the people. Moses worried about the people grunting. Got him in trouble. I'm not getting in trouble. Not with our Father. You're going to get yourself right. You're going to seek his face. Or, as the scripture said, if you don't want to seek his face, if you don't care that I can be giving you the truth when I read his word, hey, broad is that way. But you're not going to take me off my course. Know that, okay? And I'm not speaking to the righteous. I'm speaking to those unrighteous. It's a serious thing we're talking about here. This is no pleasure thing for me, but I got to speak boldly. I got to be a watchman. I got to make sure I see the destruction coming. I got to sound the horn. So I'm going to leave it there. I'm going to leave it right there with everyone. And let's see. I'm going to give you guys a song. Plus, my voice is gone in case y'all didn't notice, but yes, my voice is gone. I like Israel's redemption. I'm going to leave y'all with that. Hey, family, stay in the Father's word. If you sin, repent instantly. And come to back into our Father. Come out from among the confusion, the Babylon, the wisdom of the world, and come back to our Father's wisdom and understanding and truth spiritually. Hey, Shabbat Shalom.
In the last days, Israel shall rise again as a mighty nation. Gentile peoples shall serve her. Zion shall be established. Finally, they shall dwell in celestial splendor. For the Lord will have mercy on Jacob, and will yet choose Israel, and set them in their own land. And the strangers shall be joined with them, and they shall cleave to the house of Jacob. And the people shall take them and bring them to their place, and the house of Israel shall possess them in the land of the Lord for servants and handmaids, and they shall take them captives, whose captives they were, and they shall rule over their oppressors. And it shall come to pass in the day that the Lord shall give thee rest from thy sorrow and from thy fear and from the hard bondage wherein thou wast made to serve, that thou shalt take up this proverb against the king of Babylon and say, how hath the oppressor ceased, the golden city ceased. And the sons of strangers shall build up thy walls, and their kings shall minister unto thee. For in my wrath I smote thee, but in my favor have I had mercy on thee. Therefore thy gates shall be open continually, they shall not be shut day nor night, that men may bring unto thee the forces of the Gentiles, and that their kings may be brought. For the nation and kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish, yea, those nations shall be utterly wasted. Those nations shall be utterly wasted. The sons also of them that afflicted thee shall come bending unto thee, and all they that despised thee shall bow themselves down at the soles of thy feet, and they shall call thee the city of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated, so that no man went through thee, I will make thee an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations. But Zion said, The Lord hath forsaken me, and my Lord hath forgotten me. Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I will lift up mine hand to the Gentiles, and set up my standard to the people, and they shall bring thy sons in their arms, and thy daughters shall be carried upon their shoulders. And kings shall be thy nursing fathers, and their queens thy nursing mothers. They shall bow down to thee with their face toward the earth, and lick up the dust of thy feet, and thou shalt know that I am the Lord. For they shall not be ashamed that wait for me. For I will contend with him that contendeth with thee, and I will save thy children. And I will feed them that oppress thee with their own flesh, and they shall be drunken with their own blood as with sweet wine. And all flesh shall know that I, the Lord, am thy Savior and thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. For it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord of hosts, that I will break his yoke from off thy neck, and will burst thy bonds, and strangers shall no more serve themselves of him. But they shall serve the Lord their God, and David their king, whom I will raise up unto them. Therefore, fear thou not, O my servant Jacob, saith the Lord, neither be dismayed, O Israel. For lo, I will save thee from afar, and thy seed from the land of their captivity. And Jacob shall return, and shall be in rest, and be quiet, and none shall make him afraid. For I am with thee, saith the Lord, to save thee. Though I make a full end of all nations whither I have scattered thee, yet will I not make a full end of thee. But I will correct thee in measure, and will not leave thee altogether unpunished. For thus saith the Lord, Thy bruise is incurable, and thy wound is grievous. There is none to plead thy cause, that thou mayest be bound up. Thou hast no healing medicines. All thy lovers have forgotten thee. They seek thee not. For I have wounded thee with the wound of an enemy, with the chastisement of a cruel one, for the multitude of thine iniquity, because thy sins were increased. Because thy sins were increased, I have done these things unto thee. Therefore all they that devour thee shall be devoured, and all thine adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity. And they that spoil thee shall be a spoil, and all that prey upon thee will I give for a prey. Therefore all they that devour thee shall be devoured, and all thine adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity. And they that spoil thee shall be a spoil, and all that prey upon thee will I give for a prey. Behold, I have taken out of thine hand the cup of trembling, even the dregs of the cup of my fury. Thou shalt no more drink it again. But I will put it into the hand of them that afflict thee, which have said to thy soul, Bow down, that we may go over. And thou hast laid thy body as the ground and as the street to them that went over. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that it shall no more be said, The Lord liveth that brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. But the Lord liveth that brought up the children of Israel from the land of the north and from all the lands whither he had driven them. And I will bring them again into their land that I gave unto their fathers. Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Yet the number of the children of Israel shall be as the sand of the sea, which cannot be measured nor numbered. And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, Ye are not my people, there it shall be said unto them, Ye are the sons of the living God. But Israel shall be saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation. Ye shall not be ashamed nor confounded, world without end. And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him.
I know it's hard, Israel. Trying to live right in this wicked kingdom. But our time is coming real soon.
It's been a long time, but it's coming real soon. It's gonna be okay, so I can't stop. I won't stop. Israel, don't stop. Everything that you're going through, suffering, try to stay faithful and true. I know it's hard, but don't stop, don't stop. Israel, don't stop. When that day comes,
when them chariots come in the sky, oh,
everybody's gonna know why.
They gon' know.
Please don't give us up.
Yeah.
Don't shut them off.
Yeah.
Please don't give me
yeah. Yeah.
And all our enemies gonna pay.
But the ones trying to do right, mm-hmm. be better off with a millstone hung around your neck and drown.